U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is continuing her fight to crack down on sexual assaults in the military in 2014. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
The junior senator from New York has been a vocal critic of the way the military deals with sexual assault cases. She points to statistics that show instances of unwanted sexual contact in the military in 2012 was up by 7,000 compared to 2 years earlier. She's retold stories of victims of sexual abuse as she proposed legislation last year to take military commanders out of the loop when it comes to prosecuting these cases. It failed to pass the Senate as an add-on to the yearly National Defense Authorization Act in December, but she expects a vote on it in the new year.
My estimate is it'll be the first week of February, which is fine. And I still need a few more votes, so I'm going to use the time to talk to my colleagues, make sure they've spoken to survivors from their states, spoken to the many generals and veterans organizations that have now come out supporting this bill, so that they can talk to people who really know.
A recent report shows a decrease in the number of sexual assaults in two of three of the U.S. military academies, including West Point in New York State. Gillibrand says it's hard to draw any conclusions from this survey, noting a finding in these stats is there were more reports termed restricted, which means action can't be taken. That, she says, suggests victims fear coming forward. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.